Going back 63 years, Narva's Cafe in Oak Cliff started serving great pancakes and fried chicken and Mile High pies, and of course they still do. And for over 30 years, it's Ed Murph that's really been doing it because he's been the owner of Narva's Cafes, which happily is spread out to five different locations, and he joined us right now. Ed Murph, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
So you've eaten a lot of fried chicken and chicken fried steaks.
And chicken fried steak, yeah, absolutely.
And happily, so you're a native of Oak Cliff, so happily you moved across the Trinity and back into North Dallas, and now you go with five different locations.
We have five locations throughout the Metroplex.
And the nice thing is you all have always given back a lot. And the one thing we got to talk about is you were one of the lobbyists that made chicken fried steak or created chicken fried steak day in the state of Texas, right?
That's correct. Myself and another gentleman, Jeffrey Yarborough, petitioned, if you will, the legislature to come to their senses and make a day out of the year to celebrate chicken fried steak, because that is a Texas tradition.
It is. This wasn't a hard sell, was it?
No, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think so. But you all have had a lot of fun with it. You've used it as a fundraising device, and I know this year you've got, what sounds like a great deal. It's unlimited chicken fried steak and an open bar and hockey players and live auctions and all kinds of stuff coming up on October the 23rd. What do you expect to do with that?
Well, this is a part of the Stars Foundation, the Stars Hockey Club here in Dallas.
Which would explain getting Marty Turco to be your...
Yes, Marty's going to be involved. He's quite the... quite the guy to watch a hockey game with. He's a lot of fun.
And you got to raise a lot of money. So it's what? You pay one price, and then you get to drink and eat and celebrate?
And celebrate, yes. On the 23rd, it'll start at 6 o'clock for VIPs and 7 o'clock for general admission. And we've got live music. We've got the George Dunham Band at Bird Dog. And he's going to agree to come play for us and we've got music.
Like, and this is over Trinity Groves, right?
Over Trinity Groves at 3015 Trinity Groves.
Yeah.
Come over there. We've got a lot of things going on.
And we can go out and buy a ticket, I guess.
Absolutely.
At the Narva's Cafe sign.
You can go to that website and that'll lead you to it. All the proceeds go directly to the Stars Foundation.
Well, the other thing I keep going over there for is to find out when you're going to put in new locations. Well, you put one way out in at Trinity Mills and the Tollway, and then you're back in around North Park Center. What's next? Are you going to add more locations?
Well, we're looking. We're always on the lookout for the right location. We like to have a segment that is the home people, the residents that live in the area. And then also have access to working people, from office workers to blue collar workers. They blend to make Narva's what it is.
But with the reputation you guys have, I would think that real estate developers would be falling all over themselves trying to woo you in.
We have a lot of people calling us. We've got a couple of mayors right now trying to get us to come talk to them and this sort of thing, which I see is very flattering, that people know our product, know our brand, and would like to have us in their town.
Well, I'd go talk to them at least.
Oh, absolutely. You never know when you might be talking to your next senator, so.
So when you bought this 33 years ago, I guess,
mm-hmm.
You had the one location in Oak Cliff, and you've built the other four. Have you changed the menu? Have you brought on? Do you have more items than you used?
Well, we have a few more items. Some of the items that we had when I first came on board are no longer available. But we've added some salads and added some things with our breakfast. We've got a big breakfast menu that we serve all day, and one of the recent adding is. The old number 7, and what that amounts to is...
That's the one with the jalapenos?
Yeah, a lot of jalapenos, a lot of biscuits, a lot of eggs. It's a lot of everything served in our pie tins.
And you're serving with a salad so that it's not too fattening, right?
We can do that, yeah. Easy on the gravy.
So is it a lot of fun? I mean, do you work the crowds?
Oh, I love meeting the people that are coming and see us. The location over in Oak Cliff has generational people that come back. They were there as kids. Now they're adults
with
their own kids.
Well, you ate there as a kid, didn't you?
I ate there as a kid, and that was one of the reasons I found out and bought the location, bought the concept. Back in 86.
So when I walk into one of your places, it's like reliving my childhood, because you've got all this memorabilia from the, I don't know, 50s, 60s, I guess early 70s. Where do you find all that stuff?
Oh, that's the fun part of the job. We get to go out to flea markets and First Monday out in Canton. Those kinds of venues offer all kinds of things you would never think to find here in the city of Dallas. But it's been quite interesting and quite a lot of fun.
Well, have you got a bunch of stuff squirreled away for more locations? Or?
Well, I hate to admit this, but we got a small warehouse full of this stuff.
What?
And we unloaded a lot of it because we had a lot of duplications of things. I've got, for example, we've got old pedal cars. One of them is an old pedal car airplane.
Oh, I remember those.
We've got the old style snow sleds. We've got several of those. We've got Coke signs. We've got all kinds of different type of retail signage, and it's been really a thing to go and meet these people that have this. We've got in one of the stores, one of the things I found really interesting, we've got the top part of a pinball table where the
holes in it.
That part is missing. It's the board where they keep score and had all. Had all the artwork and the colors and everything. You know, it's just you just can't imagine all the stuff you look around that you can find.
and it proves that if you don't need it. But you can't imagine anybody would buy it. Go ahead and put it in a flea market.
Yes.
Because you might come along.
You never know who's going to come along, and we could always add to our collection.
All right. Well, for right now, I guess we'll get, we get to see you, but we can head over October 23rd to the Texas Chicken Fried Steak Day celebration. The actual Chicken Fried Steak Day is the following Saturday, right?
It's, yeah. I'd have to look at the guy.
It's a Wednesday, and I think it's the following. I think it's the following Saturday.
I think you're right.
You're having yours on a Wednesday. And we go to your website to buy tickets. Anyway, wish you all the luck. Make a lot of money.
Well, thank you.
You do a lot of good with it.
Appreciate you.
And don't mess with the recipes too much. All right. Ed Murphs, the owner of Norma's Cafe. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.